The three-day forum on Catholic-Muslim dialogue ended yesterday with delegates signing a joint declaration on love of God and love of neighbor at the Pontifical Gregorian University. At the forum, proposals were made to form a committee to deal with crisis issues such as religious oppression and also to the development of educational material that could be exchanged between the Catholic and Muslim communities so that both groups could have an accurate understanding of the other's religion. Ingrid Mattson is a professor of Islamic studies and Christian-Muslim relations at Hartford Seminary in the U.S. and a Muslim delegate on the forum's outcome. She spoke with Susie Hodges about how the Muslim community plans to put these proposals into action.
What we've seen, in fact, is that the people who are committed to this dialogue from the Muslim side are real representatives of their communities. These are not marginal intellectuals. Because of that, we have leaders who have the ability, the capacity, and already have infrastructure in place for disseminating ideas. We already teach in seminaries. We have religious conferences and programs. We have materials that we distribute. So we'll continue to do that through these channels. And in a way, because we come from diverse communities, we can implement it in the way that's most appropriate to the diversity of our Muslim global community.
Do you think one of the most concrete proposals is the setting up or the proposal to set up a permanent Catholic Muslim discussion panel? Do you think this could be used in the future as a kind of hotline to smooth over disputes, for instance, like the controversy over the cartoons that were disrespectful of the Prophet Muhammad?
Sure, absolutely, because my experience in the United States is that many of these potential crises or things that became crises in Europe, we avoided in the United States because we have a more developed interfaith community. So that, for example, when the cartoon crisis erupted in Europe, the Muslim American community did not respond that way because immediately our partners from the interfaith community called us and expressed their distress at Muslims being hurt and their solidarity with us. So these kinds of things really help in the same way. Because we have these relationships that exist, Muslims in the United States, when we see something that is directly attacking our Christian colleagues or our Jewish colleagues, we jump to their defense. So, for example, when there was this Holocaust denial conference in Tehran, the leaders of our community brought Muslims to the Holocaust Museum.